Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to the man who thinks Wall Street could learn a thing or two about how business is done on Main Street.
Well, if the good Lord don't like the way I conduct business, let him say something. Let him give me a sign.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm very excited about having our good friend Dr. Bill Connerly back on the show. Bill is an economist. He's a principal in Connerly Consulting. He is the author of Bizonomics, From the Headlines to Your Bottom Line, and we've asked him to join us to give us a little bit of perspective on what he's seeing in the economy out there across the marketplace. Bill Connerly, welcome back to the show.
Hey, good to talk to you, Jim. I see that your bank in Cyprus is open again, so you can pull your millions of dollars out of there.
You know, I just got my stash out of there in the nick of time, just before they dropped the gavel over there. I kind of knew that they were in trouble over there, but thank goodness I got all my euros out of over there. Those poor people. You know, that what happened over there, Bill, is I guess for the Western world, unprecedented, other than maybe in a dictatorship. I mean, they took money from depositors, 30-40% from the bigger depositors. They just confiscated their money, didn't they?
Yeah, they did. And you know, here in the United States, it's real easy for your eyes to glaze over. Just say, oh, another European crisis. But I think we need to keep it in the back of our mind, even if we're running a Main Street business here in the United States, that there's a problem over there, because that is our biggest risk right now to the American economy, is that their problems sort of bleed over.
A contagion.
A contagion. And you want to tell me how it is that there's a 15 to 20% risk of recession? I just point to Europe.
Absolutely, and it's troubling, because you know, here we just got through dealing with Greece, and now we're dealing with Cyprus, which is even smaller than Greece, but it looked like Cyprus could actually, you know, have been the thing that tilted the straw that broke the camel's back over there, and it certainly has been a profile in dealing with extreme situations, hasn't it, what they've done over there?
Yeah, and we're seeing a wide variety of different ways to try to solve this, because they're just making it up as they go along, the political leadership within the European Union and at the European Central Bank.
Well, do you think that this is that what's happening right now, is this a greater or one more chink in the euro currency armor? I mean, is the euro gonna survive this, you think?
Well, you know, a year or so ago, I was pretty confident that the euro was going to collapse, but I'm less confident now. They're doing a good job of muddling through. You know, you still have the issue of was it a good idea? But I think the odds are for it continuing on. And I think it's good for the United States that we avoid a worse disaster in Europe and muddle along. And I think we can have a decent couple of years if we dodge this European bullet.
Well, what I think America has to do, Bill, is look at what's going on over there and not say, oh, well, that could never happen to us. We got to say, you know what? If we don't make some changes, that could be us. And thank God we have time to make adjustments. Don't you think so?
Yeah, I think so. And we do need to focus on some adjustments. But we also have to keep in mind that we've got a lot of strengths here, some strengths that the Europeans don't know about. And I think that there is a path forward that leads to a much better future here.
Give us an example of what one of those paths are.
Oh, well, one of the things that I'm really impressed with is how entrepreneurs are producing better goods at lower price. And this is happening day in, day out.
We're reversing a little bit of the globalization, aren't we?
Yeah, well, yeah, there's some reshoring.
Reshoring, that's right.
Where companies are bringing their production back. We haven't seen much in the way of statistical evidence of that, but there's anecdote after anecdote. And even when we're not reshoring, we're seeing some technological advances that are coming from overseas that are benefiting us here in the United States.
Well, another thing, Bill, that I'm seeing is an increase in small business manufacturing. Boutique manufacturing. That's a very exciting thing that's going on right now. Hey, Bill, give us your website, please.
Yeah, ConnerlyConsulting.com. And remember that Connerly is spelled with only one N.
One N in the middle there. ConnerlyConsulting.com. The book is called Bizonomics, Dr. William B. Connerly. And I will be right back. 20 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.